Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. With less than 6 months left in this year, it's time for each of us to realize that God has enlightened, enabled each of us to create something out of nothing. If you feel you've come up against a brick wall that you just can't seem to get through to the other side, when faced with what seems to be insurmountable challenges, remember, you're not alone, and you're empowered by the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have a not-so-secret weapon, one that knows no limits, is available to us 24/7.
In John 16, verse 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "However, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the comforter, counselor, helper, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you." When we don't know how or what to do, the Holy Spirit teaches us. In John 14, verse 26, it says this in the Classic Amplified, "But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you." So we can rejoice because we are also empowered by the Holy Spirit to make, are you ready, the impossible possible. In Matthew 17, verse 20, it says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Do you hear that, honey? Nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Hallelujah. That's a good one to personalize. Nothing shall be impossible to Larry. Nothing shall be impossible to Gina. Before getting to our list, honey, I think there's two other scriptures we need to share.
In John 14, verse 12 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father." The scripture says that you and I will be able to do even greater things than Jesus did. That's almost beyond our comprehension, but that's what the word says. John 14:13, the next verse in the Living Bible says, "In solemn truth I tell you, anyone believing in me shall do the same miracles I have done and even greater ones, because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask him for anything using my name, and I will do it for you. For this will bring praise to the Father because of what I, the Son, will do for you."
Now let's look at the seven things God did that he wants to do for each of us, and he wants us to do. And just to really get a hold of this, we're going to take a journey through Genesis 1, where we see seven things God did that you can do as well. First, God created. God has given each of us a creative power. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:21. It says, "And God created." Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God has given you and I the ability to create something out of nothing.
Through him. Second, God moved. Genesis 1 verse 2 says, "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Here is an established fact. If you and I don't get moving, nothing will change. We'll remain the same. Our circumstances will remain the same. Our impossibilities will remain the same. But praise God, there's something stirring in us that will cause us to never remain the same ever again. And that is the power of God.
Hallelujah. Third, God said, God uses the creative power of his tongue. Let me say it that way. God used the creative power of his tongue to speak the world into existence. In 10 verses in Genesis chapter 1, God didn't lift a hand to create the world. He spoke it into existence. Genesis 1:3, and God said, "Let there be light." Genesis 1:6, and God said. Genesis 1:9, and God said. Genesis 1:11. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit-bearing tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, and upon the earth, and it was so." Genesis 1:14, and God said. Genesis 1:20, and God said. Genesis 1:24, and God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so." Genesis 1:26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness." Genesis 1:28, and God said unto him, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion." Genesis 1:29, and God said, are there things that need changing in your life? I know there is in our lives. We need to use the word of God to speak them into existence. Matthew 12:34, New Living Translation. "You brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say." Did you catch that? "For whatever is in your heart determines what you say." Matthew 12:35. "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things."
Fourth, God saw. God looked around and inspected what he expected so that his creation would be perfect. In Genesis 1:4, it says, "And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." In Genesis 1:10, it says, "And God saw that it was good." In Genesis 1:12, it says, "And God saw that it was good." And in Genesis 1:18, it says, "And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good." In Genesis 1:31, it says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And in the evening and the morning were the sixth day."
Fifth, God called. As it says in Romans 4:17, we're to speak to those things that are not as though they were. Genesis 1:5, "And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and evening the morning were the first day." Genesis 1:8, "And God called." Genesis 1:10, "And God called."
Six, God made. You know, it's not enough to create, move, speak, see, and call. We must make a determined effort to do something with what we're creating. Genesis 1:7 says, "And God made." And Genesis 1:16 says, "And God made." And Genesis 1:25 says, "And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good."
Seventh, God blessed. Genesis 1:22. "And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply on the earth." The first thing God told us to do was not to pray, to go to church, or even on a missions trip. He blessed us, then commissioned us to be fruitful and to multiply. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The word multiply is the Hebrew word H7235. It's translated 226 times in the King James Version of the Bible. It's significant to note that 74 times is translated as multiply, 40 times as increase, 29 times as much, 24 times as many, and 8 times as more. God used the word multiply with regard to animals, populating the earth with man through Seth and Enos. However, it's clear to me that God isn't just talking about the population when he says multiply. You got to love Genesis 22:17. That in the blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, as the sand upon which the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. God wants to multiply everything we have, our silver, our gold, investments, real estate, all that we have, all that we have at the moment, and all that we're going to have. Deuteronomy 8:13. And when thy herds and flocks and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. Here's the bottom line. As each of us thinks about what we can and can't do during the next 6 months, remember, God created, God moved, God saw, God said, God called, God made, God set, God blessed. What are each of us to do? We're to create, move, speak, see, call, make, set, and be blessed by what we do. And by the way, Genesis 1:17 says, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. It's time today for you and I, each of us, to set things in motion to change our lives.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
That's it. Glory to God. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. You've been blessed by the teaching. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, so whoever asks. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.